Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Overview of SQL, Structured Query Language. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore what SQL is and its purpose, the basic structure of SQL queries, and an introduction to relational databases. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the fundamental concepts of SQL, recognize its role in data management, and construct simple SQL queries. Main content: what is SQL and its purpose? SQL, or structured query language, is a standard programming language used to manage and manipulate relational databases. Its primary purpose is to enable users to interact with databases, allowing for operations such as querying data, updating records, inserting new data, and deleting existing information. SQL serves as a powerful tool for data analysis because it helps to retrieve meaningful insights from large datasets effectively. In a business context, SQL can assist product leaders by providing access to critical data that informs decision-making. For example, if you want to analyze customer purchase trends, you can use SQL to query your database and extract relevant sales data over a specific time frame. This capability allows you to make data-driven decisions that can enhance product offerings and improve customer satisfaction. Additionally, SQL can be used to generate reports that summarize key metrics, such as sales performance or customer engagement levels. By utilizing SQL, product leaders can identify trends, monitor key performance indicators, KPIs, and ultimately drive strategic initiatives based on data insights. Basic structure of SQL queries. SQL queries are composed of various components that work together to retrieve or manipulate data. The most common SQL command is the statement, which is used to fetch data from a database. A basic SQL query typically follows this structure: select, this keyword specifies the columns you want to retrieve from the database. From, this indicates the table from which you are selecting the data. Where, this clause allows you to filter the results based on specific conditions. For instance, if you have a table called and you want to retrieve the names and prices of all products that are in stock, your SQL query would look like this. This query returns the names and prices of products that are currently available, helping you quickly assess your inventory status. Understanding the structure of SQL queries empowers you to craft your own queries tailored to your data analysis needs. Introduction to relational databases. Relational databases are structured collections of data organized into tables. Each table consists of rows and columns, where each row represents a record and each column represents a field of data. Relational databases are designed to efficiently handle large amounts of data and ensure data integrity. One of the key features of relational databases is the use of keys. A primary key uniquely identifies each record in a table, while a foreign key establishes a relationship between two tables. For example, in a database with a table and end table, the foreign key in the table can link to the primary key in the table, allowing you to associate orders with the respective customers. Understanding relational databases is essential for using SQL effectively. It enables you to navigate and manipulate data across multiple tables, providing a comprehensive view of your data landscape. Moreover, relational databases support various data types and relationships, which can be leveraged to enhance data analysis and reporting capabilities. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamental concepts of SQL, including its purpose in data management, the basic structure of SQL queries, and an introduction to relational databases. By understanding these core elements, you are now equipped to begin using SQL to analyze data and extract meaningful insights for your business needs. As we move forward in this course, you'll delve deeper into more advanced SQL topics and learn how to apply these skills in practical scenarios. Reflection questions: how do you envision using SQL in your role to improve data-driven decision-making? What specific data queries would you want to perform to gather insights about your product offerings? Can you identify a situation where understanding relational databases could enhance your ability to analyze customer data?